In this bulletin, 4 people wounded in an attack on a northern Iraqi airbase, the Gospers Mountain mega blaze brought under control after 2.5 months of burning, and in tennis, Serbia wins the ATP Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Four people have been wounded in an attack on a northern Iraqi airbase which houses United States personnel. The Iraqi military says 8 rockets were fired at the base in Balad and that the 4 wounded includes 2 officers. Military sources have identified the injured as Iraqi soldiers. There have been no reports of any US casualties among those at the base. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government's carbon emissions targets need to evolve. Australia has pledged to cut emissions by 26% on 2005 levels by 2030 under the Paris Agreement. But Australia has faced criticism for using carryover credits, a carbon accounting measure that allows countries like Australia to count historical emissions reductions that exceeded previous international goals towards their current targets. In Australia's case, it involves counting what was done under the previous Kyoto climate deal towards the current target under the Paris Agreement. Mr. Morrison says the government hopes carryover credits might not need to be used.
There has always been the option to have those carryover credits, and they've been used in the past, and if they're needed, that it is the government's policy to use them in the future. But what our commitment is to do is to reduce emissions and reduce it in the way that I've said, and that is to ensure that we protect Australians from reckless targets, from reckless policies that can destroy their livelihoods and their incomes and the future of their towns and of their regions.
But Greens MP Adam Bandt says relying on carryover credits is unacceptable.
If Scott Morrison doesn't want to use these dodgy accounting credits, then he should rule them out now. He should rule them out now. Scott Morrison sabotaged international climate negotiations just a couple of months ago because he wanted to rely on the right to use this dodgy accounting. If he's now saying that they're re-examining their climate policy, then rule out this dodgy accounting trick and commit Australia to getting to zero emissions as quickly as possible.
The Gospers Mountain mega blaze northwest of Sydney has been brought under control after 2.5 months burning. One of the worst blazes to hit New South Wales has burnt over 512,000 hectares over the last 2 months. Forecast rain and thunderstorms are set to give firefighters a further reprieve. Rain forecasts for the rest of the week across the state is expected to provide further relief for bushfire-ravaged communities. However, the Rural Fire Service warns there are months of bushfires ahead. In the Philippines, a volcano has erupted close to the capital, Manila. The Taal volcano, the Philippines' second most active, has emitted an enormous plume of ash. Subsequently, authorities have ordered the evacuation of close to 8,000 locals. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology is warning of a potential tsunami from the explosion. The volcanic ash has also resulted in the suspension of flights at Manila's international airport. To tennis, and Novak Djokovic has helped lead Serbia to an historic victory over Spain in the ATP Cup final. Djokovic clashed with world number one Rafael Nadal and beat him 6-2, 7-6, 7-4. It is the 29th time over 55 matches that Djokovic has defeated Nadal. Later, Djokovic teamed up with fellow Serbian Viktor Troicki to claim victory in the deciding doubles rubber. Amid the celebrations, Djokovic touched on the bushfire crisis, saying the players want to help.
Historic bushfires, devastating images and scenes that we have seen in the last month and 2 months. And ATP is going to donate on behalf of the players $725,000 to World Wildlife Fund.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 35. Much the same in Adelaide and 34. Melbourne, smoke haze and 31. Hot and mostly sunny in Hobart, 30. Possible smoke haze in Canberra, also 30. Wollongong, cloudy, 22. Much the same in Sydney, 25. Also cloudy in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Similar conditions in Cairns, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.